Whether you started your visit to the north of the Byway and are almost at the end, or at the south and are just starting your journey, the key to the whole wetlands and wildlife scenic byway experience is to see it through new eyes. This is an opportunity to look at farmland, grassland, nature, wetlands, wildlife in a totally new way. It's important for us to learn, to grow in our understanding of the world around us. Bob Matthews, the Chief of Information and Education for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, shares an example of how knowledge can make a difference in everyday life.
The older I've gotten, the more I appreciate just the things I see while I'm out there. I like to hunt. I like to bird watch, although, you know, I can't say I'm an avid birder, you know, an accomplished birder. But, you know, I remember one day a couple summers ago just sitting in the driveway with my neighbor in the easy chair, you know, and looking at this vacant lot across the street and seeing for the first time a western and eastern kingbird on the same fence line within 10 feet of each other, you know, and being able to tell the difference. That didn't matter to me before I knew the difference.
This personal knowledge enriches our lives in unexpected ways, but it can also ensure the future. Jim Sellers, the deputy project leader of the Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, talks about how personal knowledge can influence the future.
I would hope that families in general, when they come out here, that they see something unique, something that's maybe a little different than they see in town or even on their own farm. See that there's another realm to life and to the country. I would hope that they are able to come when there's lots of wildlife. There's nothing better from the standpoint of a little kid to either see them catch a fish or see so many birds that their jaw hangs, you know, to imagine all those big white birds or to see all the sand eel cranes and ducks. I would hope that they see it as something unique and inspiring to give them the feeling that they want to contribute to making this last. I hope that they realize that over time that this is here now, and will it be here in the future that they want to come back and enjoy it.
Once we know something, once we experience it and feel the difference it makes in our lives in large and small ways, it's a short step to want to share that feeling with others. Even though we've provided you with an introduction to the wetlands and wildlife National Scenic Byway surroundings, remember that Central Kansas is rich with other experiences if we only look a little deeper. Karen Newforth, a local farmer and historian, mentions just a few.
I think we have a lot of assets that have been long ignored, and we need to shout and holler and say, hey, we've got the wetlands, we've got Quivira, we've got Shine Bottoms, we've got the Santa Fe Trail, we've got Pawnee Rock, we've got the Historical Society, we've got the Arts Council. We're happening place if you'll just come look.
Either after you've finished your byway drive or even on the route, I invite you to explore the region. Visit Great Bend, Barton County's county seat. Great Bend is home of the Barton County Historical Society, a Santa Fe Trail interpretive site. Visit its art gallery, zoo, and the Kansas Raptor Center. The city of Hoisington has a unique street art display of locally crafted metal banners and Depression-era mural art in the post office. Stroll down the old-fashioned main street of Claflin. Take a tour of the underground tunnels in Ellenwood. Visit St. John, the county seat of Stafford County, with its charming downtown and Victorian Square. You can tour the Stafford County Flour Mill in Hudson and the Stafford County Historical Museum in Stafford. There are too many places and activities to list along the byway, so I suggest you either pick up a visitor guide at any of our local visitor centers or go to www.kansaswetlandsandwildlifescenicbyway.com. There you'll find links to each community as well as lists of seasonal events and activities. Most importantly, you'll find a listing of the location of all 19 of the informational panels that complement the byway. These panels detail the motion and change of our lands, our history, and our people. But right now, you're on the byway. You're deep in the heart of Central Kansas. As you continue your drive, either toward Quivira National Wildlife Refuge or back into the vast Kansas landscape, take some time to enjoy the view from a new and different perspective. There's more here than meets the eye. And on your way, look for common ground between man and nature, between farmers and oilmen, between the people who live and work here and those who visit to explore the region. It is a deep and abiding love of the land and the gifts it gives to us all. This audio tour was funded in part by the Federal Highway Administration through the Kansas Scenic Byways Program.